Hello everyone and welcome to the Top 5 here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli. Two bomb attacks targeting a Shia mosque in the Yemeni capital have left at least 28 people dead.
We heard the sound of the first explosion inside the mosque. We ran to the site and we found a lot of dead and injured people. So we started to help them and move the dead. And as the ambulances were finishing, another explosion happened at the north gate of the mosque, which led to a number of young men from Ansar Allah group who had been trying to move the wounded being killed.
Anar's northern Jerof district, after medics arrived at the scene, medical officials said the death toll may rise with people now in operating rooms in several hospitals. Scores of people have also been wounded. The ISIL or Daesh Takfiri group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. And to discuss this further, let's go to Washington and talk to Adi Al-Ahmad, director of the IGA. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Al-Ahmad, with Daesh terrorists claiming responsibility for the attack in Sana'a, just how strong is the presence of ISIL terrorists in Yemen?
The ISIS power and strength has increased tremendously in the past 5 months. Let us remember 3 days before the launch of the Saudi war on Yemen, the same terrorist group attacked two Yemeni mosques, killing over 100 people. So this is a repeat of the same pattern by the Saudi-backed ISIS. The Saudi Arabian axis of dictators has enabled ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Yemen to grow and to enable it to launch attacks. It's really part of the tools of the toolbox of the Saudi government and its allies in terms of fighting the Yemeni people.
So in which direction do you think the situation is going?
I expect from my knowledge that we will see more attacks, similar attacks on the Yemeni capital and the neighboring towns, because these attacks usually are used to soften up the enemy before launching a major military attack. And that's exactly what happened before launching the campaign, the bombing campaign against Yemen. So I expect more attacks and similar attacks on Yemeni mosques, especially the main mosque. So it's important to pay attention and be careful about protecting the mosque and other gathering places.
And why do you think the war on Yemen is underreported by Western media?
It is very clear that the Western media is in the same foreign policy environment that the Western governments and its allies are in. So, and that has really shown that the media in the West, let alone other parts of the world, continue to be working within the frameworks of their governments, especially when it comes to foreign policy.
All right, Adi Al-Ahmad, director of IGA from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.